Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering.
Good morning. I'm Doug Prabu. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
The NBA and the companies that own the Detroit Pistons and Red Wings have been added to a federal lawsuit against Detroit's public school district. The case is about $34.5 million in property tax money that would have gone to schools, but will instead be reimbursed to the team's owners. The plaintiff, Robert Davis, says Detroiters should have gotten to vote on that. Does he have a chance to win this case?
It's a very, very interesting case. I'm going to talk more about it in depth at 1:30 today. But basically, he's saying this is school money. It would be used to issue bonds to help complete the stadium, and the voters should have a right to vote on it. And the school revised code indicates maybe he's right. Now, Davis is a gadfly of questionable virtue. He spent time in federal prison for stealing money from the Highland Park school districts. But we'll just have to see how this plays out.
Jack, the federal case against State Senator Burt Johnson got a little more complicated this week. Johnson is facing a corruption charge for allegedly using state money to pay a ghost employee who did no work for his office. Johnson claims he's broke and needs a court-appointed attorney. Why do prosecutors disagree, and how does Johnson's sister factor into all of this?
Well, this whole thing is about as slimy as a House of Cards episode. The ghost employee was one of the crooked Detroit school principals who were involved in that scandal and sentenced to time in jail. And his sister is some kind of a federal employee. Prosecutors are saying, hey, you make $71,000 plus a year as a senator. He's still in the Michigan Senate. You should be able to pay for your own attorney. He says no. He had a lawyer, but the lawyer either fired him or he fired the lawyer. And I can't pretend to know how all this will come out, but it doesn't make Michigan government look good.
The governor and House Speaker Tom Leonard met yesterday to try to resolve their issues over a tax incentive plan for convincing big businesses to bring jobs to Michigan. Governor Snyder was pushing for the passage of the so-called good jobs legislation. He wants a vote on it today. What issues were causing the hang-up between Snyder and Leonard?
You know, Doug, you're asking me about all these incredibly complex things today. This is like year five of a running soap opera. And basically, the governor claims he has some employer ready to come in here if they give them a... It's not just a tax break. They would allow them to keep the state tax money paid by the employees, all of it if it's a certain number of jobs and half of it if it's 500 jobs or so. Mm-hmm. But the other Republicans, who normally you think would like this, are bitter because apparently the governor promised Democrats if they wouldn't oppose this that he would not sign any sort of anti-labor legislation. At the same time, other forces sort of funded by the Koch brothers are saying any of this is terrible. I have a hunch that the governor and Tom Leonard, I think they'll make up and pass this bill in some form, but I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't.
Jack, a new survey by USA Today ranks the University of Michigan's athletic department third in the country in spending, with more than $157 million in expenses. Michigan State is number 16 at more than $121 million. Both schools had more revenues than expenses, and it's not a surprise that they're big spenders. Eastern Michigan was 95th in spending overall, but unlike the bigger schools, a huge slice of that spending, more than 80% of its budget, came from university support, student fees and that sort of thing. A similar story at Western Michigan. Is this model sustainable for smaller schools who are trying to keep up with the big dogs?
Years ago, there was a Michigan University president of whom it was said that he built a football team and added a school as an afterthought. And in some of these cases, that's what this sort of looks like. And it's sustainable as long as the students and their parents and the taxpayers are willing to pay for that. I think it's going to be a real eye-opener if people realize that that's where the funds are coming from. So we'll just simply have to wait and see how much people are willing to pay for tuition to support this stuff.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Keep your helmet on, Doug.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.